Hyrule Lane, Disc 7.
Chapter 21. Brantalis, the barnacle goose, was enjoying the quiet summer morn. He padded around the abbey pond in leisurely fashion, pursuing a dragonfly playfully. The goose liked to spend time in the quiet waters. It was peaceful there, amid cool willow shade and bulrushes, surrounded by the tranquil green depths. He often considered spending the rest of his seasons at Redwall, which had so much to offer. Good friends, places to take one's ease, and wonderful food. But then the inherent nature of a migratory bird would steal over him, and he would long to be with his kin, his skein, soaring high over uncharted acres of open sky. His reverie was broken by Abbess Lysian and Mole Mumberby, who wheeled their breakfast atop of the tea-urned trolley to the pond bank. They settled down, slicing scones, pouring tea and gossiping. Both were in a somewhat indignant frame of mind. Lysian pursed her lips.
Oh, that old quelt! Sometimes he can act so superior to those who are younger than him. Huh, he thinks he knows just about everything.
Burby poured hot tea into a saucer and blew upon it, supping noisily as she remarked to her friend.
Hurr! They'm all the same at breakfast, a-going on and on about things they bain't got a clue about. But the old quelter, he'm the worstest.
Sailing sedately up to the bank, Brantalis nodded at them.
I am wondering what has upset you on such a pleasant day.
Burby topped up her saucer, answering truculently.
Eee, wriggle! That beast what upsetting every beast.
The big bird stared down his beak at her.
What is this wriggle thing, please?
The abbess sighed unhappily.
A riddle is a puzzle, something that's hard to explain and difficult to solve.
Brantalis waddled out onto the bank, shaking his tail.
If it is hard and difficult, why do you bother with it? I am thinking it would be better just enjoying your life on such a good day as today.
Lysian spotted Sister Snowdrop coming to join them. She whispered hastily to the Mole Mum.
Burby, don't mention how we feel about Quelt to Snowdrop. She's been friends with that old squirrel a long time. I wouldn't want to offend her feelings.
The little sister plumped herself down upon the bank and flung a pebble into the pond with some force.
Honestly, that old Quelt! Sometimes he makes me so angry with his uppity attitude. You'd think he was the only creature in Redwall who could solve riddles.
Lysian and Burby could not help breaking out into giggles. Snowdrop looked bewildered.
Sorry, did I say something funny just then?
Brother Perrant stormed up unexpectedly. Flinging himself down, he began spreading a parchment on the ground. It was a copy he had made of the rhyming puzzle. Perrant muttered.
Right, let's take a look at this riddle in peace. I'm tired of sitting at the breakfast table listening to that recorder drivelling on about it. Who does he think he is, anyway?